From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October the 9th, 2015. I'm Philip Grimm. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the land transfer for the new Greene County Jail has been approved. County Administrator Sean Grodin announced at a special meeting of the county legislature on Wednesday, October the 7th, that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo had signed the legislation to authorize the transfer of approximately 50 acres of land in Coxsackie to the county. The transaction was previously approved by the state Senate and Assembly and now must make its way through the Office of General Services before Greene County takes title to the parcel. The property adjoins the southern side of the medium-security Greene Correctional Facility and borders on Route 9W. If the county does not build the jail, the land will revert back to the state. The county has retained Delaware Engineering to manage the jail project, and Delaware has retained the Capital District Cultural Resource Consulting Firm, Hartken Archaeological Associates of Rensselaer, to conduct an archaeological survey, the next step in the process. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency Board of Directors has chosen James McArer as its new chairman. Acting Chairman Sidney Richer will now serve as vice chairman. Both men are retired bankers. Bob Galileo of Shallow Galileo, Bianchi and Facito will continue as treasurer, and Hudson Supervisor Sarah Sterling will serve as secretary. All four officers will serve through the end of the year, and a new slate will be elected in January, said F. Michael Tucker, interim executive director for the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. At the same meeting, the board also adopted a 2016 budget. Among the increases in the spending plan, application fees paid to the agency for projects will be raised to $3,000, and administrative fees will nearly triple to $36,000. Tucker also reported contract negotiations with Columbia County continue. If that agreement is approved by the County Board of Supervisors, funding to the agency will be restored. You can read that full story in the Register Star. John Mahoney in the Daily Star is reporting that Assemblyman Pete Lopez, Schoharie Republican, told the Daily Star on October the 8th that he will run for New York's 19th Congressional District seat held by retiring Representative Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook. Lopez, 54, represents the 102nd Assembly District in the New York State Assembly, which includes all of Schoharie County and portions of Chenango, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Otsego, and Ulster counties. John Faso, a Republican from Columbia County who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2006, and Andrew Haney, a Dutchess County Oil Company executive who raised some $643,256 in the quarter ending September the 30th, have both also announced for the election. You can read that full story in the Daily Star. Robert Cairns in the Watershed Post reports that the Delaware County Economic Development Director Glenn Nealis said in Delhi October the 5th that on October the 14th, Delaware County supervisors will consider a 2% hotel occupancy tax with a public hearing likely on October the 28th. The tax would go to tourism promotion. Delaware County currently spends $95,000 per year on tourism, with some neighboring counties spending 10 times as much. With $9.7 million spent on lodging in 2012, the county would receive $192,000 if the bed tax was in effect. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. And for our final story, Andrea Sears reports for the Public News Service on an anti-shackling law before Governor Cuomo.
A bill reinforcing the state ban on shackling incarcerated women during childbirth passed the legislature in June, but it still hasn't become law. Full shackles include handcuffs attached to a waist chain and foot shackles. The state banned their use during childbirth in 2009, but according to Tamara Kraft Stoller, director of the Correctional Association of New York's Women in Prison Project, that law was virtually ignored.
We spoke with 27 women who gave birth after the 2009 statute was enacted, and we found that fully 23 of those 27 women were shackled in violation of the law.
The new bill extends the shackling ban to the entire time of pregnancy and 8 weeks after birth and requires training of both prison staff and medical personnel. A report prepared by the Correctional Association earlier this year documented cases of pregnant women shackled on the way to a hospital to give birth or spending hours in chains while being transported from one prison to another. Kraft Stoller says that can lead to a number of medical issues.
Shackling can cause falls, which can be very dangerous to a pregnant woman. It can even cause the fetus to die. It can delay access to emergency medical care.
The bill passed the state Senate by a unanimous vote and even has the backing of the Correctional Officers Union. Kraft Stoller says all that's needed now is the governor's signature.
We are very much looking forward to and are confident that the governor will take leadership on this issue and ban the barbaric practice of shackling incarcerated pregnant women.
Shackling women during pregnancy and childbirth is still legal in 28 states. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. today. Isolated thunderstorms are possible south of Albany. While thunderstorms are not expected to be severe, a few may produce gusty winds. The temperature high for today will be 70 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. For Friday night, showers likely, mainly before 8 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 47 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Friday night is 60%. Forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 60 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. Sunrise today was at 7:01 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:23 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 9th day of October 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.